died in the 21st best day in the trenches. I said to the block, this woman, I said, do you know what day this is? He named the day, you see. Oh, but I said, more important than that, this is my 21st birthday. He says, some bloody place for a 21st birthday. Lice and rats and everything. I was in an outpost with another block, the two of us. One time, they'd come up the canal and got behind us, you see, and got at our back. This chairman was marching me down, and when I was down a steep track, and the canal was practically right below us. When I was about half down, I thought to myself, it's now or never, will I take a chance? And I wheeled around and I kicked him between the legs with the toe of my army boot. And he let a groan, you ken, and I tore the rifle off his shoulder and I battered him about the head where till he was unconscious. And then I ran out and lay down the man undergrowth and then listen to our own shells go in the one direction and the chairman's shells go in the other direction. So then I thought I would make a beeline for our own lines. And it's coming in like that, it's liable for your own men to fire on you, you know. But I shouted, Seaforth Islander, don't shoot. And jumped down in the trench. And there's a second lieutenant there on trench duty, and he questioned me. So I told him the truth. Then got into the trench anyway, and it was a lowland regiment that was in the line there. And he questioned me, and then he said, take this man to battalion headquarters and give him a totter rum and a chug of tea, but I think he deserves it. So I did, and I there was a convoy then come up about midnight with any letters to the boys, and water, fresh water for cooking with. I got back with them to Arras and joined my own battalion there.